Imagine, if you will, a day just like any other when there's a knock on your front door. Standing there on the doorstep is someone you love, a parent, a child, a lover, a best friend, long since dead, looking exactly as they did minutes before they died. What would you do? What does their reappearance mean? A miracle? An apocalyptic omen? These are just a few of the questions explored in award-winning poet Jason Mott's stunning debut novel, The Returned. The story focuses on Harold and Lucille Hargrave, an elderly couple who lost their only child, 8-year-old Jason, in a tragic drowning accident 50 years ago. As the book opens, the news is filled with stories of the dead inexplicably coming back to life. No one knows why people are coming back from the dead, not even the returned, as they are dubbed, themselves. As confused and troubled by this event as anyone else, Harold and Lucille never imagine this will happen in their little backwater town of Arcadia, North Carolina, until the knock at the door. There on the Hargrave porch stands their son, with an agent from the International Bureau of the Returned, still 8 years old and healthy. Lucille sees the return of their only child as a miracle to be embraced. Harold sees the return of their long-dead son as not only confusing and unnatural, but profoundly chilling. As the numbers of the return explode worldwide, so do emotions and opinions. Some think the returned are the work of the devil, a sure sign of the end of times. Others see it as a miraculous second chance, a God-given act of redemption. And the returned themselves? They are as much in the dark as anyone. The reality, though, is that an already struggling planet must suddenly support a staggering number of beings, miraculous or not, who have very human needs, food, water, and shelter. Some of the returned have family or friends who will take them in, but most do not. The question of what to do with these returned and what they mean, not surprisingly, brings out the best and the worst in the living. These questions pit family members and neighbors against each other and the government against everyone. In a lesser writer's hands, the story would devolve into a zombie horror yarn. Instead, Mott wisely chooses to focus on the philosophical and sociological implications of an undead population boom with beautifully rendered, haunting results. With the insight and eloquence of a poet, Mott navigates emotional and spiritual minefields with grace and astute realism. This is a novel that will, like the dead, haunt you long after you've read the last page, and you'll find yourself asking, what would I do if I got that knock on the door? The Returned by Jason Mott was my favorite adult novel of 2013 and is available for checkout at the Park City Library. This is Bobby Pyron with the Park City Library Board wishing you thought-provoking reading.